Okay, good evening all. Good evening all. So we've been discussing a little bit about the laws as they pertain to Erev Shabbos, and in particular we've been discussing the laws of Hafrashas Chala. When we make our Chala on Erev Shabbos, we know we have to, the mitzvah, the rites of the Torah commandment, to separate some of the dough. So at what point exactly does one go about making the bracha when they are separating the dough from the entire piece over here? So the ideal is that you should begin, just like sort of when the average person, when they're making their bracha on their Lechem Mishnah on Friday, so usually the person will take the knife, they'll cut into it a little bit, then they'll make their bracha on of Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, so too when it comes to Hafrashas Chala, you should begin to take away the dough a little bit from your entire clump over there. Then you make the bracha on Hafrashas Chala, then you separate the dough entirely. That's the ideal way to do it. He does also quote, Rav Tziner over here says, that some have such a custom to actually say explicitly to the dough that the Yesh HaMem should tzarech lekro shein belomar achar Hafrashas Chala, harei zu chala, that you should actually hold up the chala and say that this is chala. And he says he could say that in any language, Hebrew, English, or whatever language you prefer. Some do have this custom to say that, some do not have this custom to say such a thing. He says further that when a person is going ahead and doing this mitzvah, which we've explained previously to those of you who are not here, that the ideal is that one should try to bake challah every single Shabbos, not because it's nice to have fresh challah. It is nice to have fresh challah, and that is part of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, but more than that, it's incumbent upon everyone to try to do the mitzvah of Hafrashas Chala every single week. And he says, when this mitzvah, when this commandment is done, haminag v'areich l'hafrish me'umad, one should do it standing. So if you are someone who enjoys baking a lot and you have a bad back, so you like to try to do it sitting, the ideal is that when you're doing the hafrash, when you're separating the chala, when you're separating this part of the dough, you should try to do it standing as best as you can. He also explains, as with most other, and not all other mitzvahs, asur ledaber bein habracha lehafrasha, you should not be speaking in between the bracha and the separating. So you make the bracha and you call upstairs to get someone to come downstairs. You should probably try to make the bracha again, because you should not have a hefsek between the bracha and actual separation of the dough. Hafrisha chala below bracha in arashayis levarech acharkach. And so too with other mitzvos. Let's say you go ahead and do the mitzvah and you forget to make the bracha, so you say, oh, I missed the bracha, so maybe I should do the whole thing over again. So he says, no, that when a person is doing the hafrasha of hafrashas chala, you separate the dough, you forget the bracha, okay, so you missed your opportunity to make a bracha, but you should not go back and do it again with making another bracha. He also explains that someone who is doing the action of hafrashas chala, when you make the bracha, you could say it in any language, as we have with most mitzvos, right? There's virtually no meaning when we have most of the prayers, most of the tefillos and the blessings that we have. If you have no idea what you're saying, there's no ideal to say it in Lashon HaKodesh, to say it in Hebrew. You should try to learn the Hebrew to understand what it means and then say it in the Hebrew language. But if you have no idea what you're saying, you probably should be saying most of the things in English. And it's a personal pet peeve of mine when it's hard to believe we're coming up to Slichos before you know, for those of us who are Sfardim a little bit sooner than the Ashkenazim in the room. But Slichos are coming, and people run through Slichos, they don't understand a word that they're saying. So the ideal is you should probably say a little bit less of the Hebrew or the Aramaic, whatever the language is, to understand, and say it in English just to make sure you understand a little bit of what you're saying. And so that applies to most mitzvos. He also explains that we sort of said at length why this mitzvah is better for the average woman of the house as opposed to the man of the house. And he goes so far as to say that mitzvah safrashas chala shayeches la'isha yoter mibala. If you have a couple, a man and a wife living in a home, that it applies more to the woman than to the man, such that v'nechleku ha'achronim kadem ha'bal v'hifrish chala im chayev l'shalem l'ishto asar zuvim. There is such a question that comes up in the poskim, that let's say the husband is super excited to go ahead and do the hafrashas chala, and he does it before his wife does it, so she can't do it anymore that Friday, that Erev Shabbos. There is such a question if he has to pay her a certain fine, as it were, because of the fact that he took her mitzvah. At the end of the day, though, v'im ha'isha cholanes o yoledes o kishehu alman yafresh abal below hashifcha. Let's say you have a single man, a man who just lives by himself, and even if he has a cleaning lady or something like that who's a Jewish woman, so still he should probably do the hafrasha over the woman. It's not that any woman in the house should do it. It's that if you have a couple living together, the woman of the house should do it. We'll continue with many of these fascinating halachos of Hafrashas Chala, God willing, tomorrow, but for now we'll conclude with the Rabbis Kaddish.